From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea has vowed to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. Pyongyang's United Nations mission contended that new UN sanctions against it for its missile test were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty, with state media claiming they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is voicing strong support for the U.S. policy of maximum pressure against North Korea after Pyongyang rejected his outreach efforts as insincere. Both Washington and Seoul reiterated support for the new U.N. sanctions on North Korea that were passed unanimously Saturday by the 15 members of the Security Council that includes the U.S., China, and Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was asked if these sanctions would be effective.
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
The new sanctions could deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year that would fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. It would ban all exports of coal, iron, lead, and seafood. It would also cap the number of North Korean laborers allowed to work outside of the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.